With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A new study finding Americans increasingly view communist China as a great threat.
One of the trends we've seen, especially in the last 5 years, is the dramatic rise of the threat perception of the People's Republic of China. So Americans are coming to consensus, both Republicans and Democrats, perceiving China as the number one threat that we face.
Rachel Hoff, policy director at the Ronald Reagan Institute. She says the survey also shows solid support among Americans for continued military aid to Ukraine, despite growing opposition on Capitol Hill.
Polling numbers on Ukraine staying remarkably consistent. 60% of Americans support sending continued U.S. military aid to Ukraine in their fight for freedom.
Hoff was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. 11 people have been killed in a battle between residents and criminal gangs in central Mexico. A video shows villagers chasing gang members, firing at them at close range. Dozens of people have been wounded. Also at SRNnews.com, ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd, gets 5.5 years in federal prison. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, along with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery and a billboard.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing a warning. That's about the danger of high-powered pea-sized magnets in toys. This is SRN News. Would you add a stranger in a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that has followed the recent Hamas attack on Israel. The commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of the vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes and businesses by the Nazis. This is SRN News. A debate over the lineup of the college football playoffs has spilled into the halls of Congress.
When Florida State was denied a spot in the championship playoff despite its 13-0 record, Senator Rick Scott of Florida demanded the selection committee provide all communications related to that decision. He's suggesting one-loss Alabama may have won a spot due to the SEC's mega broadcasting deal with ESPN. But Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says the decision was likely based simply on strength of schedule. He ought to know, Tuberville says, since as a former college coach, his Auburn Tigers were denied a championship berth back in 2004, despite an undefeated record. Bob Agner reporting.
Baseball star Shohei Ohtani agreeing to a record 10-year contract. He'll be signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now remember, that's 10 years, $700 million. More details at SRNnews.com.